Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What is up, Waffle Gang? I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more r/matterbird. And if you love a Reddit story, would you please do me a favor and click that subscribe button, maybe the notification bell too, and if you're feeling extra spicy, the like button as well. And let's crack on with today's stories. Much love, guys. And our first story is from Zero Tro, who says, "Am I the asshole for refusing to speak to my sister because she wouldn't let my daughter be a flower girl at her wedding? She originally was a flower girl and causing multiple family members to boycott too. So I, 28 female, have a sister, 26 female, who got married last month. I'm going to be blunt, my sister has always been one of those people that has to have everything perfect to the point sometimes it was hard to be around her. But she was my little sister and I've had no other siblings, so I always made excuses when she'd hurt me, when I was doing things right in her eyes. I was kind of nervous when she asked me and my daughter 4 to be bridesmaids in February, because I knew she was going to be a massive bridezilla. Over the last few months, we had to practice multiple dances, pay for very expensive dresses, and put up with her tantrums. I told her from the start if she was in any way nasty to my child, I wouldn't stand for it. She assured me she'd never be nasty towards her favourite person in the whole world. Well, her now husband's little cousin, 8, started coming to dance practice with her mum, and my sister started to ask her to do little things, like show my daughter how to throw the petals. I honestly thought she'd make them both flower girls for a while, but when she started to make my daughter sit out and have the little girl do her poem, I knew what was going to happen, but prayed I was wrong. I invited her out to coffee a few weeks before the wedding and asked her what was going on. She told me she was glad I brought it up because she was looking for the right time. Apparently my 4-year-old wasn't doing everything right and she was afraid she was going to mess up her version by saying the wrong thing or not doing the dance right on the day. I told her she was doing a pretty good job and everyone was always praising her. Sister giggled and said, "It's not their day now, is it? So it's not up to us what's good enough for her wedding." I asked her straight up, did she think her niece wasn't good enough to be in her wedding? She replied with not as something big as a flower girl, but to attend. I asked her how I was going to break it to my daughter, who's excited about being in the wedding. She just told me to figure it out. I told her I'd give her a day to rethink her decision. If not, we wouldn't be attending, nor speaking to her ever again, then left. Well, 2 days went, so I couldn't put it off any longer. I broke the news to my child. Even though I tried my hardest and sugarcoated it as much as possible, the news still broke her heart. She cried herself to sleep. So did I, and my husband. Well, after a week, when I was a no-show for anything, my sister started to panic and started to get everyone to talk to me, even drop off gifts for my daughter. When I told them why a good number of our family, including bridesmaids, dropped out, we ended up going a few weeks away with no phones. When we came back, my sister had sent me multiple letters and emails apologizing. Her in-laws and husband have called me an arsehole for doing what I did. Now, firstly, it's an absolute not the arsehole. And as soon as you ended the first paragraph and you said she was going to be a massive bridezilla, you were absolutely right all the way through. I've been to many weddings where, you know, the flower girl or page boy or whatever, when they're really young, they do random things. And it just adds to the magical time of the wedding, I think. So to expect a child as young as 4 to do everything perfectly, I mean, come on now. Yes, she is a massive bridezilla, just like you said, and I don't blame you for doing what you did. Absolutely not the arsehole to me. But Cat Bunny says, not the arsehole. For the people saying OP is the arsehole, consider. OP was expected to bring the child to the celebration, after being told she was no longer going to be the flower girl. Yay, she gets to watch older child do the thing she was excited to do and not make a fuss. Get a babysitter? Great. Watch her parents get fancy and leave to go to a celebration she is no longer a part of. OP's choice to not go to the wedding was correct. Her immediate family is more important than her sister. OP did not tell other people to not go to the wedding. She told them what happened when they asked. everyone made their own decision. I'm sure this was not the only crappy thing the bride was doing. Depresso says not the arsehole, she can't expect a 4-year-old to try everything perfect, and you can't control what other family members do after they hear about Bridezilla. MonkeyRuler164 says not the arsehole, your sister asked a 4-year-old. A 4-year-old, then expected perfection. It's laughable. Yes, it's her wedding, but to ask a 4-year-old to be a flower girl and go through everything when in the end she's shocked a 4-year-old doesn't live up to her idea of perfection is just a moronic thing. Your family asked why you weren't attending and you told them. You didn't ask them to boycott, they made their decision. Your sister sounds like a nightmare and a crappy person. Personally, I think it's cute when little kids go off script during weddings. Calm Front says not the asshole, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. The giggle is what did it for me. Actually giggling at the thought of devastating your niece. Here for the snacks too says not the asshole, normally I would side with the bride since it's her wedding, but in this case she should have never asked your child to participate if she were going to turn around and crush her spirit. I can't imagine doing that to my 4-year-old niece. And one more from AffectionateBike3827 who says not the asshole, and remind her your niece wasn't good enough for her vision of her day, so you removed the problem. I don't think your 4-year-old is a problem, for what it's worth. My sympathies to her future kids if they aren't perfect. A husband should be horrified by the monster he married. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Would you do what OP did in this situation after they heard that? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to the next story. And our next story comes from Am I the Arsehole Post, who says, am I the arsehole for spending more on my sister's wedding than I did on my own and telling my wife I'm not going to make her pay us back? I spent $51,000 on their wedding a couple of months back and $32,000 on ours 7 years ago. Upon my mum and her request, I paid for my sister's wedding. They couldn't afford a big one, and saving for a wedding was obviously lower on the list, so she asked me. I obliged, it was important to her. I talked it over with my wife, basically to run it by her, and she said that was sweet of me and gave me the green light. Well, she recently told me I needed to work out how they'd be paying us back, but that was never a part of the plan. She says that we spent more on it than we did our own, and people don't get handouts in life. I don't understand her position, and I'm not going to ask my sister to pay me back. She also suggested my mother pitch in to pay us back. When I told her that was stupid, since it wasn't my mum's wedding, and she only asked for my sister. She said I'm a mama's boy who needs to get his priorities straight. Seems harsh, but whatever. Still not making anyone pay me back. People said to mention that we paid off her parents' mortgage, and that she's a stay-at-home spouse. I don't care that she stays at home though. She doesn't need to work. I specifically said, is it okay if I pay for my sister's wedding? Those were the exact words I used. My wife's brother is inheriting the house, not her. My wife is not a gold digger. We've been together since we were 15. She was with me when we were homeless, when I was 1,000 miles away serving in the army, when I had no income, when I had a mental breakdown. She's been with me at my lowest point and we're stuck with each other. So I have to pass on the divorce her comments. Smelly Roommate says to this post, you're the asshole for spending $51,000 on a damn wedding. To which lovely Lilymon replies to that saying, later in the comments, OP says his wife paid off her parents' mortgage. She's never had a job, and her problem is him giving his sister the money for the wedding is a handout, and no one gets handouts in life. Also, OP's wife approved of every transaction. OP, you're not the asshole at all. It boggles my mind that there are so many people jumping down your throat about communication when that's all you did with your wife. She okayed the initial ASL to pay for the wedding. She okayed every transaction. You asked to pay for the wedding, not loan it. You did everything right. Ask your wife why it's any different than paying off her parents' mortgage and why they got a handout, but your sister can't. And based off this, don't judge the comments too harshly because I'm not sure where, I think there was an edit on that post. I'm not sure at what point it came in. So some of these comments may be like before the edit came in. But Leslie Laugh says everyone sucks here. One, you do for not communicating clearly with your wife. Two, your wife does for not communicating clearly with you. Three, your sister does for throwing away an exorbitant amount of money on a single day. Four, your mother does for not imparting common sense onto either of her children. To which Complete Bullfrog replies that saying, this is not an exorbitant amount of money for OP. It is clearly for a lot of commenters, but OP has a different pay range than the rest of us. To which OP replies to that saying, "Exactly, I'm not worried about getting the 50k back from her. I'll be fine. Lol." AshTheCash311 says, "Hold on. You are married and she doesn't work. You guys talked and helped pay her parents' mortgage, and she's not okay with you using money to pay for your sister's wedding after she said it was okay originally. Not the asshole in the slightest." And CatBGS says, "Info, when speaking with your wife about contributing money for the wedding, did you set a limit on how much? Are you financially secure? Without any more info, this seems like a communication problem between you and your wife about what the expectations were about the money. For many people, that's a lot of money to spend on something outside of your immediate home, marriage and lifestyle. Saw all the updates, not the arsehole." OP replies that saying, "We had the money. She didn't put a specific limit, but okayed the 51k in purchases." Again, in some ways, it's a bit of a confusing one in the fact that I don't know where the edits are. There's not a specific edit point. So yeah, I'm not sure what the edits were compared to the comments, if you get what I mean. And I will let you in know that the post was tagged arsehole. But what do you guys make of this one? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to the next.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Story. And our next story does follow with a little update where they reply to some of the comments as well, and their verdict. And it's from Your Pain Is Mine, who says, "Am I the arsehole? My mother's dog ate my chocolates, and I think she should pay the vet bill. My parents are away for work, so I stay at home and look after my mother's dog. This morning, I left my unzipped backpack at the bottom of the stairs, which had an open bag of sealed/wrapped bite-sized chocolates. When I got home from work, I found that a dog had managed to get into my bag and tear open 8 of the chocolates and ate them. I called her, and after calculating the amount he ate, to be mild to potentially moderate poisoning, we both decided I should take him to the vet. It was an hour driving all up, and just over an hour of sitting in the waiting room while they treated him. The bill was just shy of $300. She asked what we should do about the bill. I said I didn't think I should have to pay for it because I didn't see how it was really my fault. She offered we split the bill, to which I didn't think was fair either, as I was the one actually had to take him and wait, etc. So I said I'd pay $100 and she'd pay the rest. She didn't sound thrilled, but ultimately agreed. Upon reflection, I don't feel I should have to pay for it at all. I had absolutely no reason to suspect the dog would find, let alone manage to unwrap and eat them. It's not ever something that's happened in the past. Who should pay the bill? Am I the arsehole for thinking she should pay for the whole thing?" And as I said, we do have a little update where they respond to the comments. And I think this one's a pretty simple one, that you was meant to be caring for the dog. You left your backpack on the floor with it open as well, and there were chocolates in there. I can see it as a mistake, but you still did it. Therefore, it's your responsibility. And I think your mum was kind enough to offer you to split the bill when in reality you should have been covering the whole thing. So you should be pretty thankful for that. But Soon says, "You're the arsehole. You left the chocolates out. That's on you." Pap Schmier says, "You're the arsehole. You're the one caring for the dog. What goes wrong under your care is directly your fault. Split the bill." Science Not Kid says, "You're the arsehole. One, you were supposed to be watching the dog. Two, you left him accessible on the floor. Three, you left backpack open. You are absolutely responsible." Zoo says, "You're the arsehole. You had agreed to watch the dog and left your chocolates where it had access to them. Without you or your chocolate, there wouldn't have been any issue. I personally would have demanded you pay the full amount. If you drive someone else's car and wreck it, are you not liable for the damages?" And one more from Medium Person, who says, "You're the arsehole. How is leaving a bag of chocolate at dog level unattended in a home with a dog being responsible? you should have paid the full bill. Now we're going to cover a little edit to what OP replies to that, saying, update. Alrighty, a resounding I am the arsehole from Reddit. Thanks for the reality check, guys. Can't help but agree with you all. He's a dog, I should have known better. I guess I'm just used to a cat that will hardly eat anything you give it, lol. I completely underestimated the dog's ability to get through plastic wrappers. Lesson learned. Update 2. Just want to clarify to those still commenting. I am the arsehole. I accept the jury's vote and will correct the situation with Amar. Thanks everyone for your replies. Now, what do you guys make of this story? I think it can only go one way, unless you've got some wild opinion. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to another story. And we've got another wedding post from CleanFreedom9813, who says, am I the arsehole for not attending my sister's wedding due to it being child-free? My sister's getting married in a month, and she just announced that her wedding is going to be child-free. I don't mind the idea. My wedding was child-free too, and I'm a believer of child-free weddings in general. But the thing is, I'm a mother of two kids. One of them is 2 years old and heavily disabled, and I can't afford to find care for her. The other one is barely a month old. To explain some things, my sister lives 8 hours away, and that's where her wedding will be. She'll rent out hotel rooms for the main family members, parents and siblings of the couple. We'll spend 3 days there, one day before the wedding, the day of, and one day after. The thing is, the hotel she booked also has a no-kid policy, so anyone in the family with kids should hire a babysitter for those 3 days. I wouldn't mind hiring a babysitter, but it's a last-minute announcement, and to my area, it's nearly impossible to find a babysitter who can care for a special needs child and a newborn. Also, I can't be away for 3 days from my newborn since I have to breastfeed. My husband and I had a discussion that either he or I should stay behind with the kids and one of us could attend the wedding. I could leave some breast milk on the special bags in the fridge for him to give our newborn if I went to the wedding. We thought that this would be a good compromise. When I told my sister, she got mad, said I'm not thinking of her special day and demands I find a babysitter and we come as a couple. I asked what's her deal with me attending the wedding alone, and she didn't give a clear explanation. She just said that I'm the arsehole for even daring to think that not attending the wedding as a couple with my husband would be acceptable. I told her I'm sorry for that, but my kids' needs come first. I respect their decisions and rules about the wedding, but it's a last-minute announcement, and I can't find a babysitter right now. I've searched for endless hours, so this solution was my last resort. And since the hotel has a no kids policy, I can't bring the kids to the hotel at least, so they'd be near in case of need. Then one of the parents stays behind. If they were allowed in the hotel, I wouldn't have trouble finding a babysitter for a few hours, but a whole 3 day weekend is impossible. My parents have told me I'm the arsehole for ruining my sister's wedding, but I can't understand how that would possibly ruin her wedding at all. I told them that since she had a child-free wedding, she should expect that some people might not be able to show up and that not everyone has the money to give a babysitter every time they are invited to a child-free wedding and should be okay with people not coming if they can't. Am I the arsehole? You know, we've covered child-free weddings in the past, and usually when we come into a story like that, we say, no one's the arsehole. You know, you absolutely have the right to have a child-free wedding, but at the same time, you can't expect people that have children to be there. It works both ways. And I think OP came up with a great solution in this one. You know, she's in a bit of a difficult situation. So they said to them, between the couple, they said, look, one of us can go. So seeing as it's her sister's wedding, she was going to go along. And when they said that to the sister, she went absolutely nuts and got offended by it. I mean, come on now. It started off with like a no one's an arsehole here and went very quickly to a not the arsehole from me. But Adante79 says, I was already with no one's an arsehole here until your sister said you couldn't attend the wedding alone, that the hotel is also child free. What the fuck is that? You came up with compromises and she stomped on them. She has basically engineered her wedding so that unless you output a significant amount of money and leave your kids with a sitter for 3 days, you can't attend. That's harsh. Not the arsehole for you, but your sister. Fort says, and quotes, one of them is 2 years old and heavily disabled, and I can't afford to find care for her. Then goes on to say, I mean this in a good way, OP, but is it worth me reading past this? If your child can't go to the wedding and you can't find adequate care for her, then attending isn't an option for you. Not the arsehole. To which Redditor replies to that saying, it is actually, because it somehow gets worse. OP suggested her husband stay home with the children and she attend alone. Her sister got mad at her for daring to think that not attending the wedding as a couple with her husband would be acceptable. Icy Ad says, not the asshole. Sometimes these are consequences of having children-free events, and your family shouldn't be angry that you decided not to go. To which Opie replied saying, you won't believe the amount of people who didn't attend my wedding, either because they couldn't find a person to keep their kids, or because, well, they didn't want to simply. And that's okay. Since we decided to have that rule, we should accept that some people might not make it. Is it sad? Yes. Is it fair to be upset to your guests about it? Absolutely no. Be mad at them when they bring their kids, despite being a child-free wedding. Not when they're not able to make it. And one more from Lopsided Marketing, who says, not the arsehole. Sorry you have shitty relatives. Now, what do you guys make of this story? Is there a way around it? What should OP say to the sister? Should she bother to go to the wedding at all now? Can she go? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to the next story. And our next story comes from Chris Moyen, who says, am I the arsehole? I don't want to pay for a fancy fence. We bought a house in June of this year. In July, our next door neighbour approached us saying, hey, welcome to the neighbourhood. We already spoke to John and Betty, names changed, and told them we're going to replace the fence in the fall. Cool, no problem. Then in August, she brings a quote over. So when we had spoken to John and Betty, they were willing to split some of the cost of the fence with us. Here's what that section of the fence will cost. $6,000. Now the fence out there is fine. It's a wood picket fence. They're replacing it with a super high-end fence that you see on like a highway divider. Am I the arsehole for not wanting to pay for this fence? I'm fine with the wood fence that's there. Should I honour the agreement John and Betty made? I think that if John and Betty made this deal with the neighbour, they should have settled it before they left. Now, I'm not sure what the laws and fences are. I'm going to assume, again, this is in the US. But I'm not sure what the laws are in the US regarding fences. There used to be like a saying in the UK. I think it was like the fence on the right-hand side of your garden was always your fence. But that's not technically true. So it's always best to check your deeds and stuff like that. But I had a very similar situation myself when I moved into this place. And the fence between me and neighbours, the fence was all rotting and it was bending over on one side. And I wanted that fence replaced. Talked to them about it. They were like, yeah, cool, but we can't afford it. And I was like, well, that's fine. If you can't afford it, then you can't afford it, right? I can't force someone to pay for a fence. So in the end, got it replaced, you know, and that was pretty much the end of it. And I don't think you can force someone to do, especially in this case as well. It sounds like you got a perfectly good fence. They just want to upgrade it. So an immediate not the arsehole from me. But MaxDog says, John and Betty totally should have told the neighbors that they were backing out of the deal or pay for it. Do not pay for that shit. That's so stupid for them to think you'll continue an agreement that wasn't even yours to begin with. Totally not the arsehole. I would tell them you never agreed and to call up John and Betty. Bloody John and Betty. Murkyad says not the arsehole. No need to pay. You did not agree to. And it is very likely John and Betty did not either. Al K. Winchester says not the arsehole. Previous owners agreed to this, not you. Find out specifically where the lot line actually is. If it's precisely on the line and they want to update it, then they can foot the bill. If it's on your side and you don't want it replaced, then they need to back off. If it's on their side, then it's their financial burden. I feel like this is shady as fuck on their part to introduce themselves, mention it, and try to slide a price tag over. Varilenza says, not the arsehole, honestly. We have no idea what John and Betty had promised. It is entirely possible they agreed to pay, but it's equally possible that they left to avoid paying. Either way, you never agree to split the cost of the fence, and therefore, you're well within your rights to refuse. And one more from AB184910, who says, a verbal agreement made with the previous owners has nothing to do with you. If they didn't tell you about the price until they showed you the bill, then it's even less on you. Now, what is your thoughts on this story and all of today's stories if you choose to share them? I would love to know in the comments below. A huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today, getting involved in the stories. As always, it's absolutely amazing and I can never thank you enough. Thank you for your love, your support and your time, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Boxes are defeating, purpose always fleeting. I poise questions to the ceiling like an answer gonna come. Truth is too revealing, life is easier concealing. All emotions to the start on your heart going numb. I shouldn't be in drive mode. I just wanna feel alive more. I feel hurt all the time, boy. I can't see straight. I've been right.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.